Good morning. Good morning. G'day, Dylan. How you going?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Fantastico. What time is it over there?
It's 10 past 10 at the moment.
Is it? 10 past 10?
Yeah.
Time.
Yeah. Or English.
In English time, so in real life it's really only 11 past 9 in the morning.
Yeah, somewhere that I think,
yeah. Over here. So you enjoying the tour, Dylan?
Yeah, loving it. It's a great experience and real eye-opening time for us.
Right, you haven't done anything like this before?
No, never left the country.
Oh, really? Footy against the French and the Poms and now the Welsh boys.
Yeah, it's been like a great experience to see what other talent there is around the other side of the world.
And how do you think it goes compared to like the normal footy you're playing at home?
The French are a bit dirtier than what we copy at home with all the biting and that, out in the bush. Yeah, all the out in the bush you gotta expect to be hit anyways.
They bite you, mate. They must think you're a big mobile bread roll.
Yeah, they must.
So we've got some questions here that we've been asking all the other boys. Don't mind if I ask you them too, do you?
No, that's alright.
There's a few ring-ins, there's a couple of the old ones from France and that, and there's a few ring-ins. Here we go. Did you like the French food, and what was your favourite dish, Dylan?
I wasn't too keen on it because we just ate bread constantly.
Bread? What about the... French legs and all that?
I never got around to trying that. I wasn't that keen. Some of the boys, when we had the food tasting, like being sick was enough for me.
Was a few of the boys sick, were they?
Yeah.
That would have been Queenslanders that were sick there.
Yeah, of course.
Good on you. And what about the horse? Did you have a bit of horse with your bread?
No, apparently there was some horse that we ate, we didn't know what it was, but it tasted alright anyways if it was horse.
Well, it's just a chunk of meat, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cool. Here's another one, Dylan. What did you think of the war memorial, mate, over in France?
Yeah, I loved the war Memorial. I'm actually into all the modern history and all that back at home. It was a great eye-opening experience for me, and I'm sure it was for others as well.
And what was your favourite part of it? What had the strongest impact on you?
When we went to the very first site, just seeing, like, where the Aussies fought for the French and how they defended the land on, was just an eye-opener.
A bit of a killing zone over there, wasn't it?
Yeah, it would have been a bad experience, especially for all the young people.
Yeah, I don't send the old people to war.
Yeah.
Just the young bright blokes.
Could have been one of us while us younglers.
Exactly right, mate. All the footy players got killed in the wars. And the cricket players and all that.
Yeah.
Here's another one, mate. Are the French girls hot?
Oh, there's a few eye-openers.
Is there?
Yeah.
Some of the boys were saying they got pointy noses. What's going on there?
I don't know what the go is in the noses over here. A lot of the people do.
Do they?
Yeah.
Maybe they're fast runners, that's aerodynamics. Here's the next one, mate. How did the French react to you visiting Aussies?
They love staring, really. We got stared at a fair bit, that's what we're talking about.
Must be the round noses, mate. They're not used to seeing round noses.
Mine's ugly, I've broken it 4 times, so I don't blame them for staring.
It just proves you're active, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Here's the next one, mate.
Yeah.
What was your favourite place in France that you visited?
What about the Eiffel Tower? I love the Eiffel Tower. It was a great sight. From like the very top. I was petrified of heights, but once I got up there, I loved it.
Did you?
Yeah.
What can you see from up there?
Everything. We see in the arc, there's like all the churches you can see, just like the whole city, pretty much.
Sensational. And how much game time have you been getting, Dylan?
I've played in 2 games out of the 4, so I've played a fair
Bengals the other night and scored a good little try.
I didn't play against the Welsh, I played against Great Britain.
Great Britain. And how'd you go in that game?
Yeah, I come off the bench, but I felt like I played pretty strong, and I got a good, like, a couple of good compliments, so I was happy.
Oh yeah, and how did they go compared to the French? They bite us too?
They weren't as dirty as the French. They weren't as niggling, I don't reckon. They just were a bit... Yeah, they had a bit of a mouth on them, some of them, but...
And what's it like being abused in French?
No idea, because I can't understand what they say.
So you don't mind?
Yeah, it doesn't worry me.
Good call.
Yeah.
And today's off to Stonehenge.
Yeah, in the morning we leave there, so,
Is that far from where you're staying?
I'm not sure how far of a trip it is, actually. How far's an hour? It's an hour trip. It's an hour trip, so... Yeah.
What about all the traffic and the people over there? Is there heaps of people in England?
Today, just travelling here to Bath, there was just a big pile of the traffic.
Was it?
Yeah, and we went into Bath and just like the people walking around there, a lot into Christmas, like a lot more than the Aussies anyways.
Oh, that's because they have snow for Christmas, mate. They don't hit the beach. Like us Aussies do. And how are you? So you're finding the trip really good?
I've been enjoying the trip, really, but just a lot of the boys are scared about Granny at the moment with his doona head. And, Jono's not quite sure if he's gonna make it back to us. So,
really?
Just waiting to see up here, we're just waiting to... Waiting to see how it pans out.
And when do you come home?
We're leaving here Sunday, so we're back in Oz on Tuesday.
On Tuesday? Takes 2 days, mate.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Skip Monday, we do.
Really? That's pretty fantastic. And do you want to say anything else to your friends and your family at home?
Just like to say hello to them, I miss them all, and I love them.
Give them a bit of a wave and we'll take a photo of that. Beautiful. I got that, mate.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Good on you, Dylan. Thanks, mate. And congratulations on a great trip so far.
Yeah. thank you.
Hope you have some memories that last you for the rest of your life, mate.
Yeah, will do.
Good on ya. Alright, I'll ring Dave back in about 1 minute.
Alright then, thank you.
Thanks heaps, Dylan. Good on you, mate.
Yep.